I saw you as I stood, exhausted, arms tied above my head by the slaver to make my breasts rounder for viewing. My body naked, shaved to the smoothest skin, my face veiled, but my eyes gleaming.
I saw you quietly consider us, the girls you surely desire, your eyes chasing a drop of sweet sweat down my sister's belly and onto her mound. My sister slave. I know the taste of her cunt better than water. I know the salty tang of that little sweat.
I wondered, as your eyes followed its trail, how you would like to taste my sweat on her tongue.
We have often been taken as a pair, my sister and I. Our eyes match, and our spirits. We have the same fire.
I measured your pace as you walked, and felt your gravitas as you stood quietly at the back, while weaker men hollered and heckled, throwing money at any girl for sale who caught their eye.
I saw your lust, burning but controlled, as you fixed your face in amusement at those mere boys. They could not possibly know what you know. They could not possibly understand what I crave, what each of us craves.
I saw you in the moment you saw me. The intensity of your gaze, the heat of it. I challenged you, and I saw you accept it with a smirk. You walked to our slaver and spoke quietly, a gift of money and shaking of hands as you bought us, my sister and I.
I saw your amusement at her bouncing breasts. As her arms were finally released from the ropes, I saw your knowing little smile as I took her hand, supporting my sister as we walked behind you. You, who saw us as we are.
You led us, my sister and I, away from the market, together and free from ropes, but not from you.